did a real good job today, you know, against a good football team. You know, Coach Fox has done a great job with the Broncos, has them playing really well, and they were certainly, you know, a lot for us to handle. But give our guys credit. You know, we fought back, made plenty of plays to win in all three phases of the game, and just really proud of the way that they responded to the challenge, stepped up, and, you know, played good football today. So really happy about the win. And again, they did a great job this week.
Talk a little bit about the second quarter when the team had stepped up, forcing several turnovers and kind of taking control.
Yeah, and it's always good to be able to, you know, get the ball out a couple times. And offensively, we were able to, capitalize on some opportunities. We had a good long drive there after Denver had scored a second time, and that gives us a chance to settle down a little bit on defense. And of course, getting the 3 points at the end of the half, that was good too. So, but, you know, all the way around, I just thought we played, didn't get off to a great start, but our second series offensively our first series was fine, the second series. But after that, we thought we really settled down, and other than a couple plays here and there, you know, we did a good solid job.
How would you rate Tom Brady, especially in the fourth quarter?
How would I rate him? We won. He did a good job.
Just a good job?
Well, I mean, that's what the quarterback's job is, to help the team win. He did that.
You got a quick injury update?
No, I'm just walking off the field.
Feel pretty good to get a new hat and T-shirt today?
You know, it's one of our goals at the start of the season, is, to meet the challenge of our division. And our players have done that. They've, 6-2 on the road. So they've done a good job. They've met a lot of challenges, and this was a big one. But, you know, those guys did a great job today. All, you know, we got contributions from everybody. So, really, you give the whole team credit.
Well, is that kind of what you expected from Tim Tebow? They just keep coming at you, keep coming at you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he does a heck of a job. And we know he can run. We know he can throw. Hurt us with some play action. But, you know, he's a good quarterback. He certainly gives plenty of problems. Hopefully we gave him some, too.
I'm sorry, you talked about this already, but can you talk about that last touchdown drive?
I mean,
they had just come down and scored. The response
from you guys? Yeah, well, I mean, our offense, that was great on their part, you know, to get the ball and convert some key plays. Looked like there was a coverage miss there on Gronkowski. I mean, that was a big play. And then, you know, hitting Hernandez on a second and 15, second and 16, whatever it was. Getting the ball in there in the end zone on third down, you know, with the crowd and everybody really into it. We got good blocking there, good run by Ben Jarvis. So, again, just give the players all the credit. They deserve it. They stopped them. They scored. They covered kicks. They did a great job.
How crucial was Hernandez today, especially in the absence of the young Rams?
Again, they everybody stepped up. I mean, we got plays from our backs, from our tight ends, from our receivers, from our quarterback, from our offensive line in a running game. So, it's all the way across the board. We got good contributions from all those guys. And I think that's why we won. So everybody did a good job. Team played well.
It looked like you guys came off more of a four-man line of defense. When you switched to come off of 3-4, did you think that was effective switch?
It's not so much to that. It changed our spacing. You know, so whether it's an odd spacing or even spacing, it's there's some advantages to each. And we were in a little more odd spacing, try to keep better leverage on the formation. You know, they gave us a lot of shifting early in the game, a lot of shifting, motion, change formation. So I think we were able to settle down for a combination of reasons, but one of it was kind of balance up the defense. I think that helped us a little bit.
Any idea about the severity of Carter's injury?
No, just walking off the field.
And see Mark Anderson playing in his place for the job he did.
Yeah, again, we got great contributions from everybody. Mark, Eric Moore, Ninkovich, Dane, Gary, Gerard, all the way across the board. Our defensive line, I mean, those guys played well. You know, they're out there, Vince, and, you know, Kyle, Gerard Warren, Dederick. Run Brace, they all played good. So we used a lot of people on defense, and they all stepped up and came through for us at one time or another. I mean, you know, losing Carter, that was, you know, it was a big loss there in the second quarter. But, you know, we had guys step up and they contributed throughout the game.
What was the effort for Manchin on the strip sack and recovering the fumble? It was a pretty good individual effort on play. But what did you see on that play?
Yeah, I don't know if I got a real good look at it. You probably saw better than I did, so. But I mean, I know we got good play out of, you know, our pass rushers, and again, he's, you know, Tim's a tough guy to get, so you know, it's not easy with him. But you know, we were able to get him a few times. We were able to throw him off rhythm a little bit, and then he got us a couple times too. So you know, he's a good football player, and that was a good battle. It's a good battle against our pass rush and his mobility back there and their offensive line. So we made a few, they made a few. Fortunately, we made enough to win. Yeah, they did. We hit our scoring opportunities, and that was good. Our coverage was good. I think we took advantage of a couple of their mistakes. You know, they mishandled a kickoff and cost them some field position. They mishandled a punt. That gave us 3 points at the end of the half, and mishandled an extra point. So, you know, we were able to capitalize on those opportunities and take advantage of the ones that we had, too. So, yeah, special teams, those guys really worked hard this week. We knew it would be a big challenge with their specialists, their returners, their kickers, their physical coverage players. They got good gunners. So, you know, that was a big challenge for us this week. Denver's good in the kicking game, no question about it. They got good players in the kicking game.
Bill, was there a thought to challenge on the where Hernandez thought he caught the ball down on the 3-yard line in that third and goal in the second quarter?
No.
Can you talk about locking up Mayo for 5 more years?
Yeah, it's great to have him. You know, he's their defensive captain. Has been since the second year in the league. He's a, you know, he's a good football player. He's a good leader. He really you know, takes a lot of pride in what he does and makes the players around him better. So you know, it's great to have him with us for some more years.
Anything else, guys?
Good. Okay. Thank you.